Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amud in Oraisis. Actually, today's or Sundays. We learn beginning ahead. Sundays is Purim. Today's Amud in Oraisis is Ayin Vav Amud Beis. Yuma Ayin Vav Amud Beis. Again, for those of us that are part of the Night Chabura, this is just a recording. We're not going to have a shir on Purim Day. So between now and Sunday, try to cover this shir. And then Monday night in Mitzvah Shem, or Monday morning here, we'll pick back up on Ayin Zayin. So just to quickly review, Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, those more Agada again, Vayter talking about the Mun. Conversation started off as a continuation of Ayin Vav Beis, where we spoke about the Lechem Abirim, the mighty bread. We explained the Lechem Abirim. Rabbi Kiva held it means Lechem that's eaten by Abirim, it was Lechem that's eaten by like Malachim. And Klai, so we're eating like Malachim. Rabbi Shmuel says something different. Actually, not as different as we thought initially, but Rabbi Shmuel says, no, don't say you're talking about Malachim eating bread. Malachim don't eat bread. Malachim don't eat. Rather, it means the Lechem of Abirim, the bread itself, is completely absorbed by the 248 of Arim, and there was no waste product. There's nothing for a person to relieve himself. What do you need the shovel for then? If they had no waste product, why does it say you should take a shovel upon your weapons? Make sure you have a shovel as well. So he said that's the shovels because they ate food from other nations or other people brought them food. That food would have some waste product. That was Pshat number one. Pshat number two was no. Eventually, Klal Yisrael became soured. What do they mean became soured? They complained that remember we see food in Mitzrayim. Normally, this is crazy stuff. We need this miraculous food. We don't like this business of eating, relying on miracles. Like we explained that Gemara, of eating miraculous food. We want to eat regular food. Akash Baruch Hu says, I thought I made you like a Malchei Asharis to eat, and you don't really have to relieve yourselves, and that's Kishmak. But you're not handling it, and therefore now we're going to take away that Milo, and therefore they have to start using the washrooms, and they needed the shovels. That was the second shot. Then we got into Yeshua, that the Yeshua had the merit to have mun corresponding of Klai Yisrael, either means literally that amount, and we explain why does the Yeshua need that amount. So we said from Rashi, because there's a spiritual element to the mun, not just the physical, and it's the spiritual element to the mun that Yeshua was required clapping of Klai Yisrael. All we said from was from the other version, it doesn't mean the physical amount. This means that just like the mun fell for Klai Yisrael where they were, Yeshua Benu was on the other side of the mountain, and it fell for him as well. Even though he was by himself, it still fell for him. Then we got into the conversation of why was the man every day, not once a year? And we explained in the mashal, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to have a relationship with Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to have a relationship with Klal Yisrael. The Melech Bas Vadam, who gives his kid an announce for the year, the kid says, Shalom Aleichem today, and Shalom Aleichem again in a year from now. He needs more money, more food. So in order for the king to have a relationship with his son, what does he do? He gives him allowance only day by day. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave us the mun day by day, so we should remain in a constant connection and realize and recognize where it comes from. And that's something we have to work on. You know, even if someone has the bracha of paspasali, we said clearly a couple of blad ago that having paspasali is a bracha. That was the vayancha vayirvecha. The inui of the month was that we didn't have paspasali. We only had day by day. We didn't have paspasali. That was the inui of the month. So if someone has a bracha of having paspasali, he should not chalila have it come at the expense of losing his connection, his daily connection with Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth is, we point this out, really, Gemara touches on this a bit, even a couple of ago, and the Gemara in Brachas, but the Kedusha Rim, and I've got to also speak out, that was the klala, they clarified, that was the klala of the Nachash. The Nachash, vafer teichel, klei mechayecha, the Nachash eats dirt. We said just a couple of days ago in Araisa, I think a blot and a half, that it was really a bracha. Kosh Baruch Hu, even within his klal, is a bracha, because wherever the snake goes, he's on a rooftop, there's dirt there. He's on the ground, there's dirt. There's always dirt for the snake to eat. And we point out that the chayr, it's very nice, the Mars is going to a bracha, but wasn't it supposed to be a klal? Isn't that the biggest bracha? Wherever you go, you have food. And the answer that the Chedusha Rim and others bring is that Mamash is the opposite of this Gemara. Kosh Baruch Hu saying, I don't want a relationship with you. I'm not giving you every day, I'm giving you what you need all over. Don't call me. Don't speak to me. Here's what you need. I don't have to do with you. That's the worst klala of all. Okay, then we got the conversation of Rav Elazar Maidai in front of Rav Tarfon and Mishmol and Zakenim. We said that the man reached 60 amos high, and he put a cheshbon, a parallel that by the man talks about the doors of Shemayim, and by the mabul talks about the arubais, the windows of Shemayim, and the doors are four times the size of the windows. And if by the windows of Shemayim the water came up 15 amos, so then by the man rose up 60 amos, exactly, 4 times 15, 60 amos. By the way, in the night share, we got it correct. In the morning share, there's a little bit of confusion with the 8 and the 2. It's arubais, plural, 2 windows and 2 doors. So the ratio is still 4 to 1. The ratio is 4 to 1, not 8 to 1, it was 4 to 1. I think that was a mistake. Yeah, that I'm had in the morning. Okay, but the Gemara then asked, the Chur is not the same. This is 40 days. This is one day, right? Mun is one day at a time. The rain was for 40 days. And for Karet, the rain was across the whole world. The Mun was in one concentrated area over Klal Yisrael. So the numbers don't mesh. The Gemara says, you're right. It was really a drasha from Psicha. He darshed it based on the psicha, psicha. Okay, the more brought that idea that the man rose so high, that's the pasuk we say in Kapitel Chav Gimel, in Tilim, the pasuk we say, Tachas van HaShulchan neged Tzoray, that the enemies in the east and west were able to see the man, that they saw the Shulchan being laid out, that's how high the man rose, they were able to see the man. Okay, and then the last Gemara we got into, you know, let's pick up the two dots. I know we got further. Let's pick up the two dots. How long this is? It's not terribly long. Hopefully we'll finish it. But let's pick up the two dots. And I'm an Aleph because it's going to start from the new Gemara. Two dots. Achia Shasi, about 8-9 lines off the bottom of the page. We said in the Mishnah that part of the Inuyim is Achila and Shasiya. Ask the Gemara, Hanichimish Inuyim, connect me. The five Inuyim, what do they correspond to? What do they correspond to? And the obvious question is the Lashon of Kineged Mi is not a typical Lashon Hashas. Typically, Lashon Hashas would be Menolim. How does the Mishnah know that there's five Inuyim? What does it mean Kineged Mi? So the Rishonim Medayik, Rishonim Medayik. This is a Raya Targashmak Machloek is Rishonim. We spoke about Rambam versus Rashi Tosfos. Whether or not the other four Inuyim are Daraisa, Achil Shia is certainly Daraisa, and we know only Achil Shia have Karis. That we know. That we've established that Achil Shia is Daraisa. They have Karis, and the other four Inuyim do not have Karis. That we've established a couple of blah back already, right? But are the other four Inuyim even Daraisa or not? So Rambam says yes, they are. Rashi, we spoke about 2 blocks ago. Tosfos clearly says not Daraisa. Says Tosfos Rishonim, who back then actually, if I quote correctly, he was with the Ritva, who learned, or the Ran, who said that the Gemara of Shabbosayim is a drasha on the other four Inuim, which made him Daraisa. So he, at least he learned that Gemara is right Daraisa. So he showed him, this Gemara is a right, not Daraisa. Because what does Gemara say? Connected me. And the Gemara is going to bring five psukim that back it up, but it's connected me. If it was Daraisa, it would have said Menolan. Menolan, what's the source? Pasuk Chumash. Connected me has the mashmois. It's like the Avra Kaisis. Like, very excellent. Exact same mushroom. Excellent, yes. It's like the first thing comes to mind is like the four cases that we drink, connected the full of shyness. You're not going to say it's derisive because it's four cases. It's a connected me. That's your abundant. I'll say it's a taste of shunim. However, key point, that's taste of shunim. The Rush argues. The Rush says, no. Our Gemara is going to be, we're going to bring five psukim of Inui, and the five psukim of Inui are telling me a din deraisa, that all five Inui are deraisa. Mamish is in the same Gemara. Rush says it means it's deraisa. Teshuvah says it would be right, that's Rabbanan. Some actually bring a girsa in our Gemara, and they swap out Kineged Mi to Menolan. To fit, I don't want to say chasper, they swap it out to fit the narrative, but if they have that girsa, it fits the narrative very well. Let's see, what are the psukim? It's very straightforward. Amar Pizda. I say straightforward, ironically enough, the psukim I'm going to quote is five psukim. We're not even going to quote the part of the pasuk that says Inui, number one. Gemara just quotes a part of each pasuk. Number two, the psukim out of order. It goes, jumps back and forth from the psukim in Shemais and Mamin and Devarim. It doesn't go in order, which the first of our wonderment, why attack the Gemara didn't quote in order. Let's see the psukim. Amar Chizda, Chamish Inuim Shem Torah, the five times says Inui the Torah. What are those psukim? Uve Aser, the pasuk of Uve Aser, that's the pasuk in Bamidbar, Vach Basar, that's back in Devarim. The next year in Devarim. Shabbos Shabbos in Devarim. I'm sorry, I meant Shemais. In the parashas over there, where it talks about B'shalach, by B'shalach, V'ach Ba'aser, Shabbos Shabbosayin, again B'Shabbos Shabbosayin, all those, I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm so confused. The first pasuk was in Bamidbar, and the next three, V'ach Ba'aser, Shabbos Shabbosayin, and Shabbos Shabbosayin, all in Vayikra. In Vayikra. And Vahis Lechem, the last pasuk of Vahis Lechem, that is also in Vayikra. But what's interesting is, even within Vayikra, it starts off with Perek Chaf Gimel, a couple of psukim, which we quoted early in this Perek, and then it jumps back to Perek Tezayin. So it starts in Bamidbar, then Vayikra Chaf Gimel, two psukim, and then Vayikra Tezayin two psukim. So it's funny. It's almost directly backwards. But it's not fully backwards. It goes like some of the psukim are earlier than later. Okay, but the point is, we have five psukim. We used the five psukim a couple of hours ago. We actually pointed out we had totally different usage that we had a tzadam and you can't eat. Maybe you can only not eat on Yom Kippur that which is also chiyuv karis throughout the year. And we said no. Even that which is chimisa, maybe not, but not that which is lav. No, even that which is lav, maybe that which is not a lav, maybe not, you know, I'll eat that which is mutter, but that which is a mitzvah you can still eat, and even that which is a mitzvah, truma of chametz, we said you can't eat. And we said, how do you know these five things? That you can't eat all five, just go through. Karis, mises bezdin, lav, regular mutter, and mitzvah, how do you know all five? From the five times it says, you know, the parasha. So we've used this idea five times in the parasha before. Our Gemara clearly is using it to teach us the five different types of inuim. Ask them more of the basic question, hani chamisha avi. We have five psukim, but the Mishnah has six cases. Achila, Shasiya, Rechitza, Sicha, Nil Sasandel, Tashva Shamita. We have six in our Mishnah, and we only have five psukim. We have six. The six in our Mishnah has to fit the five psukim. Answer the Gemara. You know the answer. Shasiya b'chal achila. That drinking is b'chal achila. In the category of eating is Shasiya. Now, very interesting conversation that the B'Zilbashtayin Shlita. The Eidim from Rabbi Yashav, he has Chushuki Chemed, he has Alina Shabeach, he has tons of firm with the Alech Lamaisa Shalos, Luchik Shalos. So he discusses, we're saying over that Shasi is Bechal Achila. So he has a clear, could a person accept, you know, a person is supposed to accept upon oneself early, the Inuyim of Yom Kippur in particular, he's supposed to accept upon oneself early, Taisha Yom Kippur, and a person could do that even on any fast. He could just, you know, accept it before it starts. Can he split up the accepting of Achila and Shasi? If you say Shasi is Bechal Achila, maybe he can't split up. Do you say no? It just means it's b'chal the ina overall, but you could take one out the other. The halacha is you could split up and take some out the other. Yeah, you can. Meaning, he brings from the Mishabura that if let's say a person b'kabel tainus on Yom Kippur, he's b'kabel tainus, b'kabel the nuim, stam is b'kabel everything, unless otherwise noted. Similarly by Tisha B'Av. But what if a guy is b'kabel early and he's still wearing shoes? It's no worse than the guy stipulated I'm b'kabel everything besides for the needles of sandal, and that'll be fine. So wearing shoes, wearing leather shoes is clear indication he's not being b'kabel, and therefore it's like a stipulation, therefore it doesn't take effect. So again, so the chakir is, what about being mekabel the achila and not the shtia? I still want to drink. I don't want to eat that. I have enough food. I still want to drink. Could he do that? So now, this is very relevant. Yesterday, we didn't get up to yesterday. In the night year, we did. But it was like, really, we gave this year early. It was towards the end of Tainus Esther. Towards the end of the fast. But the it was very relevant. We should have had it 2 days ago. The halacha is, a person goes to sleep the night before a fast, a regular fast. When he wakes up, he's not allowed to eat. Even if he wakes up before the fast starts, he's not allowed to eat, because the assumption is, when he's going to sleep, he's going to wake up, it's going to be fasting time. So he accepted the fast upon himself when he went to sleep. Drinking, the Ramah brings, the drinking is different. Ramah says, he makes me yesh, I remember, he can be saying that drinking, a person, it's normal that a person, you know, even whether he has the mind explicitly or not, it's a stumbiest that he may want to drink in the morning, even if the next day is a fast. And therefore, if he wakes up before the fast, he is allowed to drink. Eating, he has to make a clear stipulation. By the way, yesterday, Tainus Esther, the fast started at 6:04 a.m., right? Our first shiur is 5:50 a.m., 5:45 a.m. So whoever's coming to the shiur is up since 5. I don't even think, Aniyah Katan, I would say, I don't think you have to make a stipulation. It's pashut. If you're someone who gets up at 4:30 in the morning, or 5 in the morning, and the fast starts at 6, what going to sleep is not automatically fasting. It means if you wake up when the fast starts, but if you're someone that wakes up clearly before the fast starts, and you're someone that has a coffee every day, I happen not to drink coffee, but if you're someone that drinks coffee every morning, and you wake up standard, your waking up time is before the fast starts. Again, the drinking anyway is more lenient, but the point is if you're someone that has eggs every morning, and in the morning, so then it could be you want to take a stipulation. To me, it'd make a lot of sense. Okay, but the point is, the main point is, that the Ramah makes a chilek clearly between eating and drinking. So says Rav Zilber Sar Shlita, same thing would apply to Yom Kippur. That same thing would apply, that even the Kabbalah about Achila would not be a Kabbalah on Shaziyah. Now you could argue that the other Achorim, you know, these later Achorim, these Heintikas, say that no, that Yom Kippur is different. Achila, Shaziyah is B'chal Achila from our Gemara. But the truth is, you do find at least one of the scenario in our Mishnah that Shaziyah is not B'chal Achila. What's that? Look, I'll be the Shear. The Shear of Achila is, we said, not Kazayas, Kaseves. Exactly. They're like the size of a, right, like the size of the big date. And the pit, whereas the shear of Shasiyah is Malugmah. Okay, the different textures, different structures. The bottom line is, it's not exactly the same. So it's not universal that Shasiyah is Bechal Achila across the board. So you could do Fai Chalukim. It just means when it comes to the list of Inuyim, it's included, but not as universal. Okay, let's go further than with Shmach Hakira from Abchana. Believe it. Let's cover some ground first. Dar Mishlakish. Menan Shasiyah Bechal Achila. How you know that drinking is included in eating as a general rule? Shenemar v'chal tovei shem begach ma'aseh degach v'sivach v'sivach. This is the mitzvah of eating ma'aseh sheni in Yerushalayim, and it says that you should eat. And it says tirishcha. Tirish is wine. It's the grapes, but it means the wine. Yitzrecha is the oil. It's the olives, but it means the oil. Tirish chamrehu v'karlech v'chalta. By tirish, by wine, it says a lashon of achila. It must be that eating and drinking is kind of interchangeable. Memayim says, what type of rye is that? V'dilma d'achlei al yidei nigra. Maybe he's eating it as an anigra, and it's part of like a dish that they put wine in the dish. Dam Rabbi Shmuel, anigra mayde silka. Anigran is a dish made from water where the beets were cooked inside and they add wine to it. Akisigran, mayde kol shilki, is all types of cooked vegetables. This is Gemara in the beginning, of Ketz and Mavarchim. But it's certainly Gemara in the sixth parak. This is Girs Yankasa. I mean, we've learned it many times in Daf since then. But we once went through this in Yeshiva, went through it Bein, about the and it would be connected to Hilchos Brachos. Actually, the only time in Yeshiva we learned in Yeshiva, Gemara and Talach Lameisa. In the Yeshiva style, that's not part of the typical, it's very geshmak. Actually, as you try it, sixth parak in Brachos. Anyway, but it brings these foods over there, and it describes them, and these are foods that you put some wine in it, so the point is, it's an achila. Maybe that's the tivrish we're talking about, of an achila, but maybe regular drinking a glass of wine would not be an achila. Elam, Rabbi Akiva, bringing a different source, mehacha. You should spend the money of your, again, of the Maisa Sheni, for whatever your heart desires. For cattle, flock, wine, and shecher. So Sheikh or Shasi, we dropped off wine. We already know about wine that you can answer me. Wine is a. You know, wine is not eating. Wine is drinking, maybe. Or I'm sorry, take it back. The wine that we're talking about is pouring into these types of foods, and therefore not a raya. But sheikh is a raya. Sheikh is beer. Sheikh is shesia he v'karech b'ra v'chalta. And if I over there says v'chalta, even though it's saying drinking, it says marmamai. What's the raya? V'dubachanami. Maybe here too. Thank you. Maybe here too. Even the beer, meaning we knew why we give this answer, but maybe the beer as well that you're drinking is Adia Nigran. Gemara says, no, because Sheikh Ksiv, Midi Meshachar. What type of more appropriate Gemara we're going to have right now about for Purim, in the middle of the Purim Mishulish, about intoxicating drinks? Sheikh, we'll see more. It's going to get more in Yana Diyama. Sheikh comes from Midi Meshachar. When it says Sheikh, it's Midi Meshachar, something that's Meshachar, and when you pour the beer into your food, into a mixture, it's not Meshachar. When you have your beer battered, face, whatever food they have, make beer battered, your chicken nuggets or whatever you have, beer battered, it doesn't really make people drunk. Vidilma Devela Bekilas. As more, maybe we're talking about Devela Kilas, we're talking about the pressed fig cakes. Itanya, Acha Devela Kilas, a person, a kain, eats pressed figs. Vishasa Dvash Cholav, where he drinks honey or milk, these are things that kind of weigh on the person and they sort of intoxicate him, different than wine, but they create an intoxication. Vidilma Mixer, he goes to the Mixer, Tapam Beis. The Allah is Chayiv. I mean, the gears we have is that he's Chayiv. The top, look at Mr. Shas. Mr. Shas, the top line says Leika, is Malkus. Instead of the word Chayiv, it says Leika. But the point is, it's Usher. Either it's Chayiv or it's Leika. So, Ellis, what do you see? That the point is, it is intoxicating, even though it's a food. So that can't be the Taina. Ella, Yalav, Sheikha, Sheikha, Min Nazir. Mr. Shas, you're right. Ultimately, now you know that we're talking about a liquid. It says Sheikha, Sheikha, Min Nazir, Xer Shava, Malal, and Yayin, Afkan Yayin. Just like over there, it's talking about Yayin. So too, it's talking about Yayin. And still, we refer to it as eating. Even though it's talking about Yayin, we refer to it as eating. It must be that the word Achila can fit for tea as well. We're going to focus a bit now on wine, but just to this point, and we have a kain amongst us, just this point, that we're saying that not only is it a problem of drinking wine, but it's a problem of Devei Lekilus and Dvash V'Cholav. There's a discussion in Rambam and the Rishayim whether this applies to duchening. We know that duchening, the halachas of duchening, one's not allowed to duchen, whatever he couldn't do, avoid in the basic English, he can't duchen. Does that extend to this as well? So some, I'm mixing up, I'm pretty sure Rambam says it does not. I don't want to mix it up. But the machlekes is very simple. We know that one who drinks wine and does avoida is chayv misa, right? Shtu yayin is pasul chayv misa. So is the dafka that if a person a kohen does avoida is duchening, that we say is mamish aser as well? You can't do it. No, misa, of course, not the same as avoida, but it's aser. But that which is only in quotations, only a chayv malkus, not a chayv misa, only aser, that doesn't extend to duchening, or does everything except the duchening, machlekes in the rishayim, and maybe the kohenim that weren't. You know, privy that they remember this halacha of not eating honey or the like, and then duchening are subscribing to the shita of those rishonim that we do not learn things that were not chayv misa by a kohen to duchening, but it's a machlokes rishonim to that point. Okay, says more further. The tirish chamru is tirish wine. V'atanya noidim and tirish words makes it different from tirish. Us b'chamim b'tikus usher anything that's sweet, any sweet fruits. Umutter b'yayin. Ironically enough, the only thing he's mutter in. From his mutter, not only thing, but his mutter in wine. Clearly, wine is not included in tirish. Mara says, "What do you mean?" On the flip side, falav chamru is tirish, not wine. Faksiv. By the way, we know. I mean, we know the ma'isa, but we know the psukim of tirish refers to your grapevine. And the question is, was grapevine mean the grapes? Does it mean the wine? That's really what we're trying to creep into. Falav chamru is tirish not referring to wine. Faksiv a tirish yinayviv besules. It says tirish will bring forth the besules. Now the simple taich of that would mean that it brings forth the besules. It means what we had a couple in the top of I think it was Ayavav and Aleph even about no Ayin Hayim Aleph right on the top. We discussed that the wine the kais it lets people get rid of the inhibitions and can lead to arayas type of thing. So you can simply say that the tirish helps bring forth the besules, but that's not what it means. Rashi says actually it's a metaphor. Besulas, a girl's besulas, a virgin, is a metaphor for secrets. Secrets, she's closed up. It's secrets. Secrets. Tirish, the wine, brings out the secrets. We know that's the cloud, right? What's in the heart or in the throat? Exactly. So Nichlas Yayin Yetz Asayid. Thank you. Very good. Nichlas Yayin Yetz Asayid. Yayin's Gematria Asayid. Saying Gematria, both 70. When the wine goes in, the Asayid comes out. Secrets come out. That's this. You say what we say right now. The Sirish, you know, even Besulas. That's what it means. But the point is, clearly in that passage, it's talking about wine. It's not talking about anything else. Says Amara, no, Dav Rabbanan Tirish, you know, Besulas. It means that which comes from Tirish is you know, Besulas, which means Tirish maybe means grapes. And when it says Tirish, opens up the basulas, it opens up these secrets, that just means that something which comes from Tirish makes the secrets open up, but it doesn't mean that Tirish itself refers to wine. Gemara says still, Fakhsiv Tirish Kavecha, Yifreitsu. The Tirish of your vats, the wine of your vats will burst forth. That's talking about wine. Again, same type of answer. We're going to and say, so that which comes from Tirish, Tirish means grapes. And that which comes from grapes, I think there's actually a company today that sells wine called Tirish, and it's a picture of a bunch of grapes. Maybe they, but they sell wine. I guess they're trying to, you know, capture both. But Tirish, the grapes which produce, it doesn't mean the wine itself. Tirish means grapes. That which comes from the grapes will burst your vats. Wine clearly comes from grapes. That wasn't the shaila. The shaila is whether the word Tirish means wine or not. Gemara says still, and this proof is going to be successful. Vaksiv znus v'yein v'sirish yikach lev. Says very clearly that znus, wine, and tirish, they capture the heart. Now it's clear over here that what it means is, you know what it means? Sweet grapes that are sweet, like we spoke before in the Brisa, that neder who can't eat sweet peiros. If it means mamish grapes, sweet grapes do not capture the heart, do not lead to znus. You know what leads to znus? Wine. So what's the difference? Two wines, we've had this in the past. New wine and old wine. Fine. But it's clearly talking about wine in that pasuk. It's clearly referring to wine. It's referring to new wine and old wine. That's all. Says, Gemara, you're right. Tirish is not a wine. Everyone agrees Tirish is indeed wine. Uver Nedarim. The first rabbi you brought us from Nedarim. Hanoyidim and Tirish. Well, it doesn't go based on the pasuk's taich. Nedarim Hochen. Halach Achal Lashmi Adam. That's classic. That we know that. But in Nedarim, you go based on the shprach, the terminology that's used by people, because they're the ones making the neder, and the neder is based on their intent, and therefore their vernacular, their terminology, that's what's going to be determine what the neder means. But it doesn't determine what the pasuk means. The pasuk, Tirish, typically means wine. Okay, so that's the Gemara now. If Tirish means wine also, I might call it Yayin. So why do we call Yayin Yayin? If I might call it Tirish, why is it sometimes referred to as wine, Yayin, and sometimes referred to as Tirish? Yayin shemevi yalala ilim. Okay, this is mamish siyat deshmaya. Yayin, I'm going to go drop over today, just 2 minutes over, that's it. Yayin, it's called Yayin because it brings yalala ilim, it brings wailing to the world, the pain, the tsar, that wine brings when people drink too much, it leads to znus, it leads to being punished, it leads to marriages being issues, it leads to major problems. Tirish shekal miskarabai nasarash. And Tirish is, because whoever indulges too much becomes poor. We can connect this back to what we said in the past about this is one of the things that we have the idea of an addiction, right? We've had Tirish, by the way, is a, the Gemara is going to say in a couple lines for now, it's a, Tirish could be an abbreviation of Tehei Rush, he'll be poor. Rush means poor. Aniva Rush means poor. But the point is, we can connect it back to what we said a couple of ago. It wasn't clear in Rashi, on Ayin Heim and Alpha Dap, but it was the Marsha in Rashi. It said that this is a classic case of a concept of addiction. That a person who is fixated on wine, he'll lose himself. Why? Marsha says, because he becomes addicted. So that's the same idea. So again, the yayin is because it leads to wailing and crying, and tirish because it leads to becoming poor. Rav Kana, Rav Kana says tirish. If tirish says tirish, it says tirish without, like tirish as if it's a kamatz and without a vav. The Korean tirish as if it's a chaylam with a vav there. So Terence says zacha nasa roish. If vizecha, this is the power of wine. If one drinks the right amount, wine opens up a person's mind. Wine is good in the right amounts. If I remember correctly, Eliza was on the Zoom. I had a whole shot over there by when it came up in Nashim and in Darim and Nazir. About the idea of drinking in the right amounts, the balance. If you drinking the right amounts is actually a maila, it's a bracha. Zacha nasarish, loy zacha nasarish. Oh right, I remember. Now it's coming back to me. You discussed it by the avelus that you're supposed to give wine to an avel. You're supposed to give wine to an avel. It serves a purpose there because it takes away the stress, and that's for everybody. A regular person also drinks in the right amount. It can open the mind and let him come up with a better svara, think more clearly. It has lots of mailas. And Rambam brings that person's supposed to drink one glass of wine every day with his supper. One glass of wine every day. A person's supposed to drink. That's considered a healthy thing to do. So, not a stira. Zach nasarash, if he drinks it in moderation. Le zach nasarash, but if he's not zecha, he becomes poor. Says Gemara, Rav Rami, Rav has a stira, ksivi samach. It says the pasuk, legabi wine, the yayin is yisamach, yisamach mavenesh. Vekirina be yisameach, sorry, vekirina be, it says yishamach with the shin, and yet we read it yisamach. Zacha misamcha. The answer is, if he's zeicha, it's misamcha. It makes him happy with a kasamach. Lei zacha mishamemai. If he's not zeicha, then it makes him poor, desolate. Vayin gam rava chamra vereichani pachin. The wine and the sense, the nice sense of these types of things of the wine, they made me pikeach. They made me wise. Again, that's the maila of drinking wine in the right way. Okay, that's the wine discussion I think it's a good message to be taken even on Purim. The same halacha still applies. The same concept that in the right amounts it's good, and too much is no good. Everyone can decide what exactly too much means. We do have the Gemara in the Megillat of Zion that says Chayev Nishle Besume Ad Layada Ben Baruch Mordechai Lar Haman. I can say B'Didi whether it's right or wrong. I've tried it many times, and I don't think, as drunk as I've gotten, I don't think I've ever gotten to know the difference between Baruch Mordechai and Arhaman. Okay, but the Gemara does seem to indicate that's an Inyan. Lamaisa, the place can, they don't seem to, the Gedali Yisrael, and especially out of North America, it's unheard of. In Europe, in Eretz Yisrael, you have Gemara speak up people getting drunk. I'm not one to talk, but the Gemara speak about people getting drunk. But you find in Eretz Yisrael, when we got there as Bachrim, they looked at us and we flew off the moon. Like, what does it mean a normal Yiddish person getting drunk? And in Europe also, it didn't exist. It's some sort of a North American thing. Again, not saying not. You have Gemaras to work with over here. Moderation is a good thing. Let's just put it that way. Says the Gemara, Rechitza v'sicha, minolan, dikri inoi. We had even know the Rechitza and Sicha, which go drop further, we'll stop. How do you know the Rechitza, washing and anointing is part of the inuyim? So the Gemara says, "Dechsev lechem chamudis leichalti basav yayin lebaalpi." I didn't eat this geshmak of breads. I didn't eat meat or wine. V'seich lesachti, and I didn't anoint myself with anointing either. So we see in the pasuk of Daniel, it's describing these refraining, and it puts sicha as one of the things of refraining from an indulgence. Meilech chamudis leichalti. Amar v'hud breider of Shmuel bar Shilas. Afiyu nami dechiti device leichal. Even the bread that was made from a refined wheat that was a chashuv bread. Even so. He didn't eat. How do we know that, again, going back to the anointing oil, Daniel, who refrained from anointing with oil, how do you know it's called an inoy? He said to me, Al Tira Daniel, talking about the Malach Gabriel over there, Al Tira Daniel, don't be afraid, Daniel. Key word. Nishmu, from the day you put it in front of yourself, on yourself to afflict yourself in front of Hashem, Nishmu v'recha v'nivasi, but v'recha, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. So meaning, it's very clear that we're describing what is accepted upon himself to be an inoy, so we see that, now, anointing oneself is inoy. It says Gemara, Ashkan inoy, a sicha. I find that sicha is an inoy. Ruchitz, I know that not washing oneself is considered an inoy. Says Gemara, the Amr of Zutra, Breda of Tivya, Makra, Fatavi Kamayim, Kirbay, Kashem, Matzbay. So the pasuk says, it should come like water into his Kirbay, his insides, and like oil into his bones. It compares the oil into his bones to the water into the innards. So we're assuming the water over here actually means more like washing, just like the anointing is an inoy. We just point out from Daniel. So to washing is an inoy. Yes, Gemara, the Avistaina, if it's coming to, I stress too much, the innards, does that mean drinking? It doesn't mean washing. The Amish Shtia, maybe it's talking about Kishtia, then maybe talking about the Sicha, the anointing is like Shtia, like drinking, but not like washing. So we know that drinking is not an inoy. And we know that Sicha is an inoy. It's not a right to washing. Gemara says, Dumi the Shemen. Mashem Mabroi, just like the Shemen is on the outside. Mabroi, so to the Mayim we're talking about here is water on the outside of the body. We're talking about washing, not drinking. And therefore it's a right that washing also is an inoy. Ask the more Tanifcha Kanasiv, but the Tana learns opposite. That Tana learned to the Mishnah. Menayim L'sich Shikashiyah. How you know that anointing on Yom Kippur is like drinking on Yom Kippur? Afa Bishay Mara Dov Zecher, Davil Zorai, the Zecher, and the right we bring is the same Pasuk. And we clearly saying the sikh is compared to drinking. So that pasuk is talking about drinking, not washing. It says the water, it comes in like water into the insides and like oil on the bones, which sounds like we're comparing the anointing to drinking. It's clear the time is compared to drinking. So that pasuk is talking about drinking, not washing. Elam Rav Ashi, and we'll really stop at this. Rechitza megufe de kramash malay tichsiv v'seich lesachti. Rechitza can be learned from the pasuk itself, because the pasuk says v'seich lesachti, I didn't anoint myself for the anointing, the extra lashon of v'seich leisachti, we're saying the extra lashon comes to be marba, washing as well. So Daniel, including it is not anointing himself, is also not washing, and therefore that's part of the inay. So we're learning back all from Daniel. I mean, I could have heard a story that anointing is a step after washing. Like it would be disgusting to anoint yourself without washing yourself first. You want to be clean first, but you know, so it's almost like nichlo. But the Mar says, the Mar brings it more. Maybe it's also included in the Mar, but the Mar brings it also from this pasuk and the pasuk. Of the seich leisachti, could have just said leisachti. What's the seich leisachti? That's going to be marba, washing as well. So that's how we know that sicha and washing is you know. The rest continue on those plikim. We'll leave that for next time for Monday. Have a good Shabbos and a frei lechem.